I'm Nick Harcourt and it's 88.5 FM. I'm happy to say that in studio with us this morning, we have Music from the Church. Their brand new album is out today. It's called Man, Woman, Life, Death, Infinity. We're going to hear a couple of songs and then we're going to catch up with the band. It's The Church live on The Nick Harcourt Show.
Now medicine into Jericho City. Camel dust tells our arrival. We cries beneath the drunken moon. Oh Lord, we threaten again. In the slipstream, pull out the bedroom man. Plummeted in some seamless night. Down he to earth, hopeless end. Patrick Ullman in the boiling crowd. Never got to meet you last time. We're interrupted by the telephone. You didn't think they were invented then. Oh Lord, we need miracle. We need more wine and gold. We need slaves and roads and personal favor. We need microphone, manifold. How can you be so invisible? Give me enough to see. Done privilege, unwanted discovery. Down this shuddering highway, dead sun shining on my back. Oh yeah, we talk about the wake of the trees back there, the hollow laughter and the pain in their eyes. Oh my Lord, I trust your intention. Money strangles our love. That's why I'm sweating like a fool with my junk on my drill. You would have thought I had enough. How can you be so invisible? To discover.
885 FM, Nick Harcourt, your host. The Church Live in Studio session for us this morning. And, well, first of all, guys, thank you for coming in and doing this. We should point out we recorded this actually a couple of weeks ago when you were in town for the show at the Fonda. And I know you had a long overnight from San Francisco on the way down. We're broadcasting it today, which is October 6th, the day the new album is out. And I guess that's a good place to start as any. Man, Woman, Life, Death, Infinity, I believe the 26th Church album. And I guess my first question to whoever wants to pick it up is, after doing this for so long, how do you still get up and get excited about it? Because you continually make new records, you continue to perform new music when you're out there. When many bands who started when you did are just playing the same music that they recorded back then. How do you sort of set about doing a new Church album in the year 2017?
I guess we're still not finished with each other. That's the thing.
Yeah.
When we get together and start playing, we always come up with something. We're still kind of, I think we're still excited. I think there's a lot of music left to be mined and sort of caught. A lot of songs still in the planet of songs waiting to drop down to earth. I think the Church are always going to be there to catch them when they fall.
How do you set about making a new record now, though? When do you workshop stuff together? Do you do it separately? Do you come together? Do you demo in home studios? How do you set about it?
Well, Ian has a studio and Tim has a studio, so we spend a week with Ian, sort of writing songs in his studio, and then we spend a week at Tim's, writing songs there, and then we took all the songs we had to a third studio and listened to everything we had, and sort of then refined those and reworked them and had a look at what we had.
We should point out that you're talking about Tim Poles, who is the drummer in the band.
Yeah.
Been with the church some 20 years now.
Yeah.
And Ian, who is formerly of the band Powderfinger, and happy to be touring with your idols. I think you were talking to me a little bit about you still sit on stage sometimes and go, I'm playing this with them.
He worships me, you know that.
Every morning I wake up and pray to them.
you're located in Brisbane, and Tim is down in Sydney. So when you guys get together and workshop these songs for a week, is it a good time? Do you guys sort of hang out and have fun doing it, or is it just really work?
It's really just work.
Yeah.
It's not always a great time.
They snivel off to their Airbnbs when it's all over, happy to get away and not looking forward to the next morning.
It's worth mentioning, Nick, that the point of difference with this record was that we did exactly what Stephen said, and we actually haven't done that for quite a long time. We didn't really get down and prep anything for the last 3, 4, or 5 records before that. We just did our little thing where we jam things up and they turn into records, which we're extremely good at doing. So this is actually a point of difference.
When you're putting together a set for a tour, you got a lot of material to choose from at this point. In fact, the first song that you played, Myrrh, is from 1985. And I should point out to the audience, who, if they've listened to me for a while, they'll know I'm a fan of the band. I think that was when I saw you. I actually saw you back in 1985 in Brisbane at a place called the Hacienda. The album that came out at the time, Heyday, featured Myrrh. When you're putting together a set, how do you draw on the material? I know you play a lot of new material, but how do you decide what makes it into the set, some of the older stuff perhaps?
Well, we're a democracy, and Tim decides what the democracy's going to decide.
I abdicated from that.
Tim's putting together the set list.
He doesn't.
I'm a reluctant abdicator.
He's abdicated. And
Peter, I can hear, yeah.
Peter, we don't have any choice anymore, do we, with the set list?
We're pretty good at
it. No, it's getting hard. It's getting hard. Say you only can play 16 songs a night. So we've already got 26 albums, so there's 8 albums that won't have a song off them for a start.
Sure.
And like, if we do 4 off our new album, there's another 4 albums from the past have gone.
Right.
So it's really hard. Like, we just have to have sort of we just have to negotiate, you know, like ambassadors from trying to get their way.
From different tribes.
Yeah, from different tribes, yeah.
Well, listen, it's great that you guys found the time to come in and perform for us. I greatly appreciate it, and I think it's a treat for our listeners as well. The new album is Man, Woman, Life, Death, Infinity. You're going to play some new songs for us right now, right?
Yeah.
A couple of new ones?
Well, we're going to do this new one, and then we're going to do an old one to finish.
Okay. It's The Church. They're on the Nick Harcourt Show at 88.5.
It's just another century.
Got a lot of candor for you, so you can see yourself in the dark. I gotta get a handle on you,
so you can see yourself,
and no hand will leave a mark. Gotta get directions off you.
Can you see yourself?
The mirror flare could be anywhere. Tonight it's a liar overthrow the tyrant. Overthrow the tyrant. And in the fading light I saw, when you asked yourself, how has this happened to me? Once or twice, something nice might have come of it.
the night is set for you.
Can't see yourself
every morning and everywhere. Today he's a liar. Overthought the silence. Undergo his silence. And then the fading light I saw.
You're listening to The Church live on 88.5 with Nick Harcourt before they jump out of here with the last song. I do want to thank you again. We already talked to Steve and Peter, Tim and Ian of the band. I also want to thank Amanda for being in here and my old mate Jeffrey Kane as well on the road with The Church. Take us out, guys. What are you going to finish up with?
Day five.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do a clean splice.
Okay, good now. All right, here we go.
Clean splice.
This is it. For real. For sure. Eventually, we came to a chasm dark and wide, and drifted in silence through endless anemones and shallow trees. Life was beginning to take a shape. The water was warm, but it hastened our enemies. Start a little colony. This kind of earth needs a little energy. This kind of thing needs a little secrecy. Thank you.
thousands of years. Our priests have predicted you will come, and you with your death that appears in no photograph. We watch the night sky. We bickered like fools amongst ourselves. We saw protection in artificial you. This kind of world started a little colony. This kind of earth eats a little energy. This kind of thing needs a little secrecy. Sickening jaw, I fell through the surface of my life, and I was cut back by the hollow camaraderie. The planet was still, nothing moved as it slept in space. I pulled on my suit, exited quietly.